All right. I'd like to call the special meeting of the Capital Plan Commission on May 30th, 2024. And time is now 6:07. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Mayor DiMartino?
Here.
Ms. Vidomsky?
Here.
Mr. Kurtica?
Present.
Ms. Ezzo?
Present.
Ms. Vabno?
Present.
Mr. Gilday?
I'm here.
And I can't remember the last one, sorry.
Rob Hyder.
Mr. Hyder?
Here.
Sorry, Mr. Hyder.
That's okay.
The record should reflect that there's a quorum present, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. You saved the best for last, right? Rob Hyder.
That was my point. Yeah. Thank you.
That's it. Absolutely. All right. Public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Anybody from the public like to speak? All right. Say name and address for the record.
Thomas Leonard, 173 Hawthorne Avenue, Derby, Connecticut. And I'd like to address this board. I feel like you guys have had everything that you say thrown at you. I understand that. Through no fault of yours, you have a huge amount.
Can't hear him.
Come closer. Okay.
Thank you. I'm here to speak for three actual groups. As a police commissioner, you're aware of the need for patrol cars. We are running thin. We are running old cars. And we've got some out of service or repairs from car accidents. It's a need. It's a necessary need for public safety. Another hat I'm wearing is Derby firefighter. As I'm sure Commissioner Parker has told you and various members of the fire department, the apparatus is getting old. It's getting tired. And I can only speak to the fact that parts are getting very, very hard to find. The third hat I'm wearing is the chief of the ambulance corps. We have one major need. And that is for a rescue truck. It is coming up on 30 years old in June, well past the lifetime of a fire apparatus. I went back and looked. Last year, that vehicle did 500 calls. In the last few months, we've been called to do rope rescues. We've had a couple of collapse rescues that we've gone to. These are, you know, things that we have to keep the residents safe. The tougher part of it is when we talk about replacing these vehicles, we're talking 3 to 4 years out to get a vehicle delivered because everybody's in the same boat and trying to get chassis, trying to get parts is very difficult. One thing we did do recently to get some repairs to the rescue truck, we went on eBay and had a look and sort through to see if we could match a piece that was broken. It's difficult, but I trust this board will give us a fair shake in all of this. I think everyone here feels that we've been through three capital planning things here.
Three.
And we're back again for a fourth one. I just feel that this board will listen and will carry through, and I hope that's going to be the case. I have submitted our short-term and long-term needs to Linda. I have copies here for you if you'd like me to distribute them to you. But I can't emphasize enough that running to an emergency with a 30-year-old vehicle is something that gives everybody a little pause. So thank you very much for your attention. And anything you need from us to work with to make any of this happen, please don't hesitate. Thank you.
Thank you, Tommy. Anybody else in the public like to speak?
Won't take much of your time. Gary Parker for the fire department. As Thomas mentioned, apparatuses are our primary request at this time. Same scenarios that Tom is talking about. We have apparatus that was purchased in the late 1990s and early 2000s. We're looking to, on our short-term needs that was submitted earlier this year is two engines to be for replacement. Just to give you a little perspective in the fire department, 5 years ago when I became commissioner, we had five engines. An engine is, for those of you who don't know, is the apparatus that carries the hose and pumps the water. And an aerial ladder is the aerial ladder, obviously. We had five engines and one aerial. In the time since that, 2019, one engine has been taken out of service completely, and we're looking to the one of the two engines that so we've already reduced our fleet by a factor of one. So anyways, that's our primary goal. The long-term request that was submitted is the I call it the Derby Fire Department radio system, but it's really much more than that. It's an upgrade of the Cottage Street building, 74 Cottage Street. In that building is housed the primary radio services for the police, the public works, and the fire departments. It's a long story to talk about and how it works and from the police station and to our dispatch system. But let's just say that the place is falling apart, and we can't allow that to happen. So there's a sizable request in there. It's probably in the magnitude of $500,000 to do the building over, to put the new tower up, and to properly replace the systems. So that's obviously much more than for just one. That's a citywide. I won't even call it a benefit. It's a necessity for the citizens, so that the first responders can service the citizens as we should. Without communications, we're kind of dead in the water. That kind of spells it out. So, any questions you have, I'll be happy to answer. But thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Gary. Anybody else in the public like to speak? Anyone else in the public like to speak? Third and final time, anybody else in the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed.
Thanks, Eric.
Number five, review capital plan requests and capital needs, discussion only. Brad, you want to talk about this a little? You put the list together with Linda?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to speak specifically, I think the point six, the two are very pretty much same thing. I will share my screen for those that are dialed in so that you can see the plan. I have handouts for those that are here. You're here. Same thing that's on the spreadsheet that was handed out. All right. So just to level set everyone on expectations for this, for a five-year capital plan. Five-year capital plan, one of the key important things about a five-year capital plan is it allows you to access some federal funds known as LOSIP. I sent around some of the materials in the meeting about LOSIP. The plan is changing. kind of go forward. But at the end of the day, you really need an approved capital, five-year capital plan in order to access these funds. Now, the expectation is that this plan is going to be revisited and reapproved each year. So years 2 through 5, really, we need to have them. We need to understand them. The way I've laid it out in this particular plan, and apologies for those that are on the screen because you can only kind of see it as I scroll up and down, but I've put everyone's requests on this page in one of these buckets of years. Now, I'll skip down here to the bottom. I mean, obviously, there's going to be a lot more requests than what we potentially have funds for, but that is not the purpose of this. It doesn't mean that we can't, you know, review it or approve it. It's just a really a placeholder for us to all have all of the capital requests and desires on here, rough timing, rough estimates, and where we are with funding. The real key point is this first year, which is the year we're in right now, which is the 23-24 fiscal year, which is going to end very quickly. It's over June 30th, which means in order to access some of these LOSIP funds, if we want to do something with it, we need this five-year plan approved by the Board of Alders, aldermen, alderwomen, this month. And then you really need to move on a few of these items. So if anyone doesn't see their items on here somewhere, let me know. Again, this is a working session. I can add them in. I did my best based on all the information you gave to Linda today to get everything on here. The timing may be a little off, but again, years 2 through 5, they're just for our kind of guide. And I wanted everything in there. This is not meant to be, hey, we're going to do this in year 2. We're going to do this in year 3. That's not the point of this discussion. We do, however, need to land on year 1 and make sure we're all aligned with 23-24 and what can be done and what can be done in the short period of time that we've got left to get this done. So if I start at the top, there's a few items, and the first one being from the town clerk on how to maintain records. There was roughly a $20,000 setup cost to get this process going. The cost of which was pretty significant, would extend long past these 5 years. But potentially, I think this is something that could get kicked off. Mark, I know you're on here. So if you would like to speak, if you don't think this is something that is reasonable to get done this year, as far as that initial setup and startup cost, that 20 grand that was in your request, please let us know now and we'll divert that out. But that was one of the items that I thought could potentially actually get done this year and would qualify for this capital plan.
We could get that initial startup. The largest part is the startup part of it, but really it's something that could be utilized by each department. This will allow everybody to that wanted to scan documents, and they would be all searchable, so it would be easier to maintain our any and all of the records that we have for any of the departments. But the initial startup is the heavy lift, and then we can add to it as we go.
Yeah, it almost looked like there was an initial fee, and you know, are you confident you could get a purchase order out and some sort of a bill in for yes. roughly the 20,000? Okay, good.
Yes.
The next items, and again, I'll go through the list and then we'll leave it for discussion after that. So public works, I moved a lot of the larger items, the dump truck, the sweeper, and the mason trucks into the out years. I put the road repavements in public works bucket. So a few years back, there was a big initiative to upgrade the roads, pass the $3 million bond, all right? And you'll see that down in the funding section. We've spent roughly $2.3 million already this year. Okay, this money's gone. It's been spent. You'll see the roads throughout town. Okay, the fact that the money was spent and has already been approved through other systems is very good. It likely covers us off for to potentially, you know, reimburse ourselves from LOSIP money from past programs, as well as use it for new programs if needed, if we cannot get any other items in this fiscal year. So we do not lose this year's LOSIP money. And it allows us to recoup all of the past LOSIP money that we haven't been able to get because we haven't had a five-year capital plan and no one has made any effort to submit and try to reclaim these funds, of which there was roughly, just for everyone's reference, $788,000 that we recently applied for to try to recover from years and years of past just not using. The total here is a bit more than the 3 million. It's 3.9 between this year and next year. Again, because we were so limited and because that LOSIP program has changed in 24 versus the past, we've almost missed out on being able to do other things. And this road bond, these road projects is really the only thing that was going to qualify for LOSIP and was approved by all the boards and approved by the public. So, you know, the good news is if that gets approved and goes through, we've got more money for roads anywhere in the city. The next item, police vehicles. So there's a request for two police patrol cars. This $124,000 is based on 2023 models. Depending on how quickly and if these get approved and those 23 models are available, we're good. Otherwise, this could be another 5 to 8% higher, potentially, if we have to get 2024 models. The other police requests, again, were spread out over the other years. There might be an opportunity with some of this to move forward, you know, computer server replacements, depending on if I'd have to understand it a little bit better, that might qualify for LOSIP and could potentially be pulled up. But for now, the rest has been pushed out. That was four vehicles that was requested, and then two vehicles. The Board of Education. So there are some tree removals that blocking security pose hazards that would qualify for LOSIP that could get done this year, is my understanding. So roughly $15,000 is allocated there and then $10,000 a month thereafter, or $10,000 a year thereafter. The rest of the Board of Ed items, I put the total amounts in here. Now, many of these are eligible for state reimbursement as high as 76%. So this would not be the ultimate cost. The plan, as I understand it from talking with Robbie at the Board of Ed, is that when these grants become available, they will apply for them. If they get them and they win them, then at that point, they come back and we have a conversation around, okay, now that cost is only going to be a quarter of what we've got here. We've got the matching funds. Do you want to get approved? But again, like I talked about, each year's plan has to get approved. There's nothing on the horizon for this year, so this would be a future item in discussion. There were some paving projects that, again, could fall under the LOSIP or could be used with some of that road bond money that I talked about earlier. You know, and then some much larger items with HVAC, which again would also apply under LOSIP, but not really going to, you know, fund much of this. So there would have to be a lot of other funding for things like that. Storm ambulance requests, fire department requests, as talked about, are on here. Yes. Had the what did you have the cost of that in there? Was that the $1.1 million? Okay.
Can't hear the other people that are speaking. If there's somebody in the room.
No one's. Okay. I missed the rescue truck request. So I will. Just adding that to the list. Okay. Then we have the fire department requests, and we get to the totals.
Excuse me, Brian.
Yes.
Further out, there's one other engine that needs to be replaced by the ladder truck replacement. So
okay, move another 1.5. Okay, three trucks.
And in a small matter of the fire chief's vehicle, there's that 7,500 that's in the budget annually. And the capital.
Oh, and the capital for the 7,500?
Roll that over to a new chief vehicle.
All right, we'll have to table the establishment of a capital fund that we could roll. I have to think of that a little bit more. So this gets you total dollars requested, and then this gets you to our funding. So here's my expected funding for this year, assuming that $788,000 that I put in gets approved. Then that money will immediately, you know, add to, like I said, the road bond piece. If it doesn't get approved, it comes out of this bucket, and it would, in theory, come out of the road pavement bucket. But I'm confident that it will get approved. There's also the other $146,000 in there for this year. Again, we've already done the work on the roads, so we can just add to the roads and figure it out in a future time. If we don't have anything near term that fits LOSIP and makes it into this plan. The road bond piece of it. So again, we bonded out $3 million. I was really hoping, you know, the goal is to have all of this money spent by October. October is when those bonds become those bands. I'm sorry, the bands are short term bonds or long term. Those bands come due when we roll them over. We want to bond that out. Ideally, all that money spent. So this 1.5, we've really got to get a good handle on it by October. I know that seems far away, but that's really quick. And honestly, if you're going to do roads, you do them now. So, you know, as a separate takeaway, I think after this gets done, that we do need to focus on this road money. I think per the referendum, you're going to have to get maybe public approval since there's leftover money on which roads you're going to do and which projects you're going to do. So there's still a fair amount of work to clear all of the approvals and what we're going to do with that money. What we don't want to do is keep rolling over those short-term bands, incurring more fees, paying more interest, not spending that money. That'd be the worst thing to do. I'd rather just pay it off. I'd rather just pay down the bond debt. And then you've got your general capital budget that was in this current year plan and what's in next year's plan. And then I've just kind of copied that out over. So you've got roughly $2.6 million in funds. Right now, there's only 2.5 here. Now, like I said, we've spent a lot of this money already. But
2.6, how much is actually available right now to spend?
All of it.
Oh, so the road funds are not committed?
They're committed to the roads, but this is.
So there's quite a. I guess my question is this: there's quite a laundry list of things, or police cars, right? There's quite a laundry list. How much do we actually have to spend in year one after you take out things that are committed?
You could do all of this, and there'll still be money to go back into the general fund. Okay. So that's why I said we could, in theory, move some more in.
So is there room to move things in from year two and year one?
There is a little bit, right? Roughly this $150,000 more or less.
$150,000 in theory, if you wanted, we could move from year two and year one.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting at. That figure right there. Thank you.
Yeah.
Brian, no problem. Where did you put the rescue truck? Is that in year? Is that this year or next? At 1.1 million?
That's in. I put it in 2 years out.
25, 26.
So
it would work. The ambulance could move a year back if we could move the rescue truck up a year.
You say it again.
If it'll work, the ambulance we could move back if you want to.
I mean, again, I don't want to get. I'll move it. I move it on here. It's no problem. But let's not get too hung up on it because, like I said, each year's got to get approved the out years. I think realistically, if we focus on Mark's point, is there things that are 150, you know, this 150 that's potentially hanging out there on this list that might make sense to move up? You know, but again, it's got to get done in June, right? So it's not something that can be a long-term project or – you know, I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be delivered, but you get, you know, it's got to be approved. There's got to be an approved purchase order.
This body, when we approve this five-year list, really year one, what we forward to the Board of Alders in the next, for them to approve it by June, this month, really should be realistic things that we could do in year one. So it would be in our benefit this evening, I think, to move 150 to year one and send that figure to the Board of Alders for them to approve.
Correct. And as long as we all agree, year one is June. Is 30 days. So
do you have things, or I mean, I don't know, are there things that you would recommend that these things would enjoy, or I mean, are there things you'd like to move from year two to year one?
I certainly think we need like the two patrol cars.
That's in year one.
That is, you already have two in year one, right? So are you saying you want to do more than two?
I think.
Okay,
as long as we get those two.
Right. Okay.
Can I ask the Board of Ed the items that are eligible for state reimbursement and then we potentially pay up to 70 or the 25%? Do we know, you know, when that?
Those grants, I think, are every 3 years or so. So, it's definitely not this year, right?
Okay.
So some of these are next year and then the year after, right? I think, look, the paving, right, that qualifies for road bonds. It would qualify for the LOSIP money. The issue is that right now the police cars do not qualify for LOSIP. They do not qualify for the road bonds. So
but they would qualify for once.
They're fine out of the 163, right? So if you think of it that way, right, the 163, you can do any of these things on here. But if you're going to commit to the police cars, that really means you've only got the difference, so roughly $40,000 of anything, just random things that are capital related that you could spend against. Pardon? Correct. So like a fire chief, any vehicle would qualify, but that's there. The other stuff, whether it's low to road, so if we want to spend it, there's other. The bulk of what we're talking about has to fall into those two categories.
I would tell you that if freeing up 15,000, which I know isn't a lot in the scheme of things, if freeing up that 15,000 for the tree helps with the life of a life and safety initiative, I would be prepared to do that for you personally.
The 15,000 is
not a lot.
Right. No, look, I appreciate that's where the 15,000 though does qualify for LOSIP, and the truck would not. So it's really two different buckets of spending. And whatever, like I said, whatever's not spent,
150 that we would, well, if we that we couldn't, that's LOSIP. That has to be LOSIP.
LOSIP or under like the road bonds, right?
Got it. Okay.
But more, but pretty much LOSIP because we, yeah.
See, here made the hard to make that rescue truck for the 1.1. Even if you gave the 350, you're still 800,000 for it.
Well, I understand.
No, I'm trying to figure out how to make that work.
I understand. The concern that Gary and I have is when you order one of these trucks today, it doesn't come into the year. We're looking at a 3 to 4 year. Hey, if we were to order today, 3 or 4 years from now, we're going
to be fine. I'm going to throw something else out there, me personally, just as an individual human being who lives in this town. Now, Ron, I don't know. I know that we did building additions in 1992, and we've done some things through the years. I don't know what our long-term bond looks like. In my mind, I think some things are going off. I think at some point we as a town need to bite the bullet and say we just can't piecemeal things over 5 years. I think we need to consider a citywide referendum and put together a package of things that this town really needs that we've let go. And again, I'd love for Brian to look at some of our long-term debt to see if any of that's coming off, because to be able to get some of this stuff, and I realize it's separate from most of, I'm just talking about things that we need, right? And so if we were to do a citywide referendum and we were able to look at some of the bond that's coming off and maybe long-term bond stuff and pay for it over 30 years, the year-to-year cost might not be that bad for us. Because I look at lists of things that we can't afford that we're not going to afford more than 5 years either.
This system worked when apparatus was $200,000.
Right.
You can't buy the tires for the truck for that.
So for the sake of time, I realize that we have to advance something to the world. I get that. But I would still like us to look at a citywide referendum. And yeah, exactly. Right. Right. So listen, I get the economic climate that we're in, but I still believe there's things coming off of debt. So I think a 30-year, with our bond rating where it is now, the great job that that's what it did with our fund balance, I think that our fund rating is probably in a spot where if we have things coming off, we should just look at what a list looked like and understand the cost of 30 years so we don't have to beg, borrow, and steal for fire safety equipment, for God's sake, right? So I realize that we have time issues that we have to advance this through, but I still would want to commit to looking at what we need to do to take care of everything and do very similar to what Ansonia did.
Yeah. And I would agree that I think a bond issuance is likely the only way you're going to ever get the funds, especially given the timing. And while I'm not aware of any big debt coming off,
as in 1994, I thought they were done for 30 years serving. Yeah, Bradley.
It could be Board of Ed side of it. And I'll look at it. But what you can do, but here you go, right? This is what you can do. I just said if we could get this extra LOSIP money and we haven't spent all the road money, you call that $1.4, $1.5 million. You could sell to the public that we're going to decrease the amount of money we borrowed on the road bonds by call it 1.4, but then issue another offering of 1.4 of the same amount for these other things. Therefore, the overall debt for the city hasn't changed. You've just shifted. Instead of the roads, you're now doing something different. It's an option. I mean, you could do the roads and then do a separate bond offering and for these other things too, right? But it just is a
so I think my understanding is that the middle school, that's the big, I don't know how much is left on that. The bond, the $6.2 million JCI project, that's in the bonded debtness.
Yep. That's around for a long time.
The additions were done in 94, 95. I bet you that bonded starts in 96.
You want me to pull it up?
I'm just to be curious.
So I mean, that's what The aerial truck we paid for, right? Already, the Pegasus truck, that was
that
a lease.
That was bought with a lease purchase.
And that's all, we're all done with that, right? So the only thing I know of is the middle school, which is the big, when we looked at it years ago, mm-hmm. when I was on the board, the big thing.
Wasn't that long ago, George.
Yeah, I know. The sixth one, was I on that? Yeah, I was on okay. The $6.3 million solar panel project, that went on to the city's bond indebtedness, too. So,
Brian, I still in my head would like to do more than 1.5. I like to see what it looks like and what it would cost over 30 years to take care of some of our infrastructure needs. Well, at least understand it.
Yeah. And I do think that started to be looked like that.
I think we gotta go that route. I think, right, Mayor, I mean, you're the kind of the one that.
Yeah, listen. We have a lot of needs. We have to address these needs for the safety of the residents of this city.
So, I mean, so say, I don't know, 12 million, 15 million. We go out to buy, I don't know, say 20 million. Right. So everybody orders everything. So it takes 3 years. So we're not spending that money until the delivery of the vehicles. So that money will go in an account, draw interest. So we're making money on the right. On the bond thing, that's what our neighboring town is doing.
I don't think it's 20 million.
Well, I know, but I'm just
right. You don't have to spend it all in one shot. Your lease, you go to a lease purchase, which will start with the intake delivery. So we're looking at 3 years before the apparatus.
So we have that money in the account. That's what I mean. And you make an interest on the money because you're not spending it until we get delivery of the vehicles or whatever we need there.
I understand that we have to approve something this evening to send to your board, but I still think we should commit to when we have a regular meeting to look to start to put together a long-term list, see what it looks like.
I don't think there's actually action tonight, Jim.
Oh, I thought 6 minutes we had a vote on something.
Six
oh,
months.
Oh, that approval. Yeah. Oh, the 5 year.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So before we get to number six, we do have $150,000 in theory we can move in. I don't know if we want to do that this evening or we just – let me ask you this. No, if we want to spend it this year, we have to send that to the alders.
Right? I do by June.
Yeah. So then I'm not smart enough to know what on year two is LOSIP approved, but it has to be LOSIP approved if we move it off, correct?
Correct.
So what's on year two that's LOSIP approved? I don't know.
Yes.
How many large dump trucks are there?
Building.
That's you have paving at Bradley and the high school.
Let me ask a question. The large, it says large dump truck.
Yeah, they're eligible in the fire tower car.
Trucks, they're not eligible.
No.
No cars. No
fire tower truck. No
vehicles. Got it.
I read that, which is not that.
Got it.
What about the cottage street building?
It's the roof.
Well, yeah, that's the roof and the wall.
Where do you see that, Gary? What year is that in?
That says 700,000. It's in year three.
The radio.
That's the radio. That the 700,000 represents the radios, the all radio upgrades as well.
Replacement of fire departments. So that's 700,000.
The building is.
We have 150.
Yeah, that's
the building. You can do it. Okay. Is what I'm hearing, right, Gary? You can get that 700,000 down.
Yeah, get the building. Let's get the building secure. Right now, it's falling.
Can the board be sent the actual requests so we can see what the breakdown of these items are?
Can I just say, and again, I want help. I don't see the building here on fire department.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, the breakdown of what the requests are so we can see what's included with each.
It's on the radios.
Oh, so the building is in that 700,000, George?
Yeah.
Got it.
On the radio. But that's... not only for the fire department, police department, public works, ambulance, everybody. So,
So can you, to Sarah's point, is there 150 that you could pull out of there? We have 150. Is there 150 that you could pull out of there that is a substantive fire and safety initiative that we would be able to move up?
And get done in June.
Yeah. You buy the radios. Well, you only have to expend the funds, right? If they were on order.
If you also approve, everything's approved, they're on order.
Can you please mute yourselves if you are not on the in the building? Thank you. iPhone 3. Thank you.
So is everybody in agreement that we're going to bring the two police cruisers?
I'm good. I'm good with the year one list, me personally. I'd just like to find 150 that have available.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to follow this. So I'm just for the notes. The 150 is what? What does that represent? That Mr. Gilday was talking about.
There is unspent money in year. Well, there's additional funding, approximately $150,000 left over in year one on the plan as it currently exists. So that's there's what, more, that's, believe that's, it or not, there's more funding.
That's LOSIP?
Yeah. For LOSIP. Right?
That's what Brian said, yes. He's saying that there's more funding than expenditures in year one by approximately $150,000.
But on the LOSIP part of it, yes, that's what... Okay, yes. Sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt. But is there more in the road bond that you could do? Because is that the money that is expiring, Brian?
The road bond that won't necessarily expire. Okay, so we could spend that next year. I think it's the.
No, I know the road bond won't expire, but the LOSIP wasn't it? Didn't you say that there was something that was going to expire?
Yeah, well, that's a lot of the funds. That would be the roughly 800,000, right? So we've already put in for that. That's going against the we've done 2.3 million of work in the roads. That's done, right?
No, so, I understand that, but as it relates to LOSIP.
Yes. As it relates to LOSIP, this 934 that's here, right? 800's committed and sent out and is going against the road bond money. The other 146 or roughly 150 is what we're talking about.
I'm sorry. I thought that LOSIP number was 800, but it's actually 199 and something.
Right. The 800 was the old LOSIP amount, and then the 150 is kind of the new LOSIP program that we haven't determined anything for, right? Like, worst goes to worst, if we don't come to an agreement, we'll use the roads, right? But
I would love to get a fire safety thing, but that's just me personally.
Yeah, let's the radio, the cottage tree thing, if we can do it for the one, for the 150.
Just to be clear, we wouldn't do the radios now. We're just
right. Just the building. The building.
Yeah.
The building's in rough shape.
It's falling down.
So then could we commit $150,000 to repair that? But would you, to Sarah's point, though, it would be nice if it was broken out. Do you have any breakout?
I don't have it. If you can give it
to you. You can get it to us, sir. I think
first of the week, I could get you something.
We're going to have time to get that done in June?
So it won't be done in June.
I mean, does it have to be done?
It just has to be committed.
Yeah, it has to be committed and... I would say the work's got to get started, right?
If you get it started, we have to get a big package together and all that old thing.
Are there items that are ready?
Yeah, are there shovel ready or radio ready projects we could do?
Radios again, every year as Bobby said, so you're buying radios this year, next year's radios are better, so. So you can buy, you're buying this year's radios. By the time you put them in, you have to buy them again.
Can we move the radios, the cottage street up to year two, which is essentially July 1st of this year?
Do we lose that 150 if we don't spend it?
I think we would use it for more roads.
Right? I would submit it against the road bonds. We wouldn't lose that.
Understood.
It's just you would lose the ability to use it for something.
For fire safety.
Right. And that now, in theory, you've now got more road bond money, which, like I said, now if you're on roads, or pay back to that, but you're kind of limited with what you can do with it. Most of you got a little more range of things you can do.
I mean, the Board of Ed back
With all due respect, I mean, and I appreciate your trying to get something going with the fire, but as we said earlier, we could kind of reconnoiter together and come up with a plan and go for a big bang, you know, with a bond some way down the road.
Maybe that's just the best. And then do it for the roads, and then come back and work on the bigger pool.
Yep.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, just and for the members of the board, too. And actually, that last idea probably seems like it would be the best one, just so that we know it's stuff that can be – that will count toward LOSIP. And it's unfortunate that the city didn't expend those LOSIP monies for public improvements. And to stand at the point of risking to lose it, it seems to be very obviously irresponsible from past decision making or whatever. From a timing standpoint, if it was your desire, if it was the collective desire to for everyone to have a bond referendum on the November elections, it would all this work and discussion would have to be finalized by essentially September 1st, because it has to be 60 days before the election. So that just from a timing perspective, in terms of planning our work, just to kind of get that in everybody's mind in terms of if we're going to go get numbers and other things.
If we're going to get that
information, because I believe there was also like the fire department had a plan of how they were going to replace those vehicles, and I don't know if that stuff is in front of you tonight, but we'll pull it all together so that everybody will have it for your next meeting.
I would be agreeable to the year one that we had. It has its fire department. It has two police cars. And then we would do more on the roads, and I would love to be able to come back and work on the bigger project.
I agree.
So do you want me to?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I make a motion to approve the five-year plan as submitted this evening and recommend it to the Board of Alders.
All right, Jim made the motion. Is there a second?
Second,
Sarah. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Very good. Thank you.
Brian, thank you for all your hard work on this.
And then we're going to pick a meeting date.
So now, number seven, set regular meeting schedule.
Is this the fourth Thursday?
This is the fourth Thursday.
That works perfect for me.
Can we do the fourth Thursday?
Actually, this is actually the fifth Thursday for those of you keeping score at home.
Thank you. Thank you. Too many Thursdays this month, Mark.
Four Thursdays committee meeting.
Okay.
What did that do in the fall? Get any results?
Let me see. I think you just did it for the
meeting. We did. I'd have to. I don't have it in front of me. I had to look that. We could pick that date, whatever. Look at that again. I can't access that.
The first Monday or the third Monday?
I could do the third. I could do the fourth Monday. Third Monday's hard for me. Is the fourth Monday?
I don't think there's a regular meeting of anybody that day. The fourth Tuesday is the tax board.
Okay, so if everyone's good, fourth Monday would be – Rob, you good on the fourth Monday?
Yeah,
George is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I think so.
Fourth Monday. I make a motion that we set the fourth Monday at 6 o'clock as our regular meeting night.
Motion made by Jim. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
No, I was going to say that I think George should bring dinner the first meeting. That's all.
Mark was supposed to bring something, but he was sick.
Motion to adjourn.
At 6 p.m.
Second.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn at 6:56. There a second?
Second
by Rob. Question, all in favor?
Aye.
Great job, guys.
Thank you.
First meeting. Capital in the last 3 years.
3 years, yeah.
Why aren't